إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا من بعد أرحب بكم جميعا I welcome all of you We continue this class of fiqh reading from الملخص الفقهي لفضيلة الشيخ العلامة الوالد الدكتور صالح بن فوزان الفوزان حفظه الله تعالى ومتعه بالصحة والعافية وغفر له ولوالديه وللمسلمين والمسلمات أمين We're still in a section of Hajj, Kitab al-Hajj. In the last class, we stopped when we were reading to you or for you the what the pilgrims, what the Hajj do on the 10th of Dhul Hijjah, the day of the Eid. And the last one we mentioned is that the pilgrims, they leave Muzdalifah in the morning of the 10th. They proceed towards Mina. The first thing the Prophet ﷺ did, Ramyu Jamrat al-Aqaba. He went straight to Jamrat al-Aqaba and he throws 7 pebbles. Then, the slaughter of the hadi and the shaving of the head, that is better, or 3 minutes. While shaving is better. من فعل هذا تحلل التحلل الأول. هذا هو التحلل الأول. يسميه العلماء التحلل الأول ويحصل باثنين من 3. رمي جمرة العقبة وحلق أو تقصير وطواف الإفاضة مع السعي بعده لمن عليه السعي. Remember when you engage in state of ihram for Hajj, there is a number of things that become not permissible for you. You cannot wear regular clothing for men, cannot put perfume on or عطر, cannot cut your hair, nails, and he cannot get married to one who have his wife with him, cannot enjoy her, and the like. From those things that are not permissible for the person who is in a state of ihram until they do certain things. And these are the things now. Because on the 8th of the Hijjah, you become in a state of ihram. Then the 9th of the Hijjah, then the 10th. On that morning of the 10th, if the Hajj throw Jamrat al-Aqaba and shave his head, or if he doesn't shave, he trims the entire head for the man, but for the woman they take only a little bit, qadra anmula, like the tip of the finger. At this moment, the first tahallul happened. What is this first tahallul? It happens if you do 2 of 3 things. These 3 things are Jamrat al-Aqaba, the shaving of the head or 3 minutes, and Tawaf al-Ifada with the Sa'i for those who they have to make Sa'i, like the Mutamatta, and the Qarin and the Mufrid who they did not make the Sa'i at the first time when they make Tawaf. This first tahallul is what it means. It means that that person, everything becomes permissible for him except for one thing, his wife. That's it. وَيَحْصُلُ التَّحَلُّ الثَّانِي وَهُوَ الْكَامِلُ التَّحَلُّ الْكَامِلُ بِفِعْلِ هَذِهِ الثَّلَاثَ كُلِّهَا فَإِذَا فَعَلَهَا حَلَّ لَهُ كُلُّ شَيْءٍ حَرَمَ عَلَيْهِ بِالْإِحْرَامِ حَتَى النِّسَاءِ There is the tahallul al-thani, the second tahallul, which is the complete one. It happens when a person completes these three things. Okay? He do the jamrat al-aqaba, shave the head or trim it, and do tawaf al-ifada. And this is very important for the people to know. Because some people, they, on that day of the they be tired and this, they cannot go to Mecca to make tawaf al-ifada. The slaughter doesn't include in here because the mufrid, there is no slaughter on them. The slaughter is not included because the ulama, he says, because the mufrid, the one who make hajj and ifrad, they don't have no slaughter upon them, so that's not taken into consideration. Only these three, because they are the one that every hajj do. Jamrat al-Aqaba, all of them do it. Mufrid, Qarin, Mutamattia. Likewise the Halq, likewise Tawaf al-Ifada. So this is very important. Why? Because sometimes you may find a person, he has his wife with him, okay? And on that day, that person, him and her, they went into Jamrat al-Aqaba and they took care of their heads. Meaning, for this man, everything became permissible for him, right? Everything? Except for his wife. So, this, if that person did not make Tawaf al-Ifada that same day, let's say he delayed it until like 3, 4, 5 days later, that's his wife still not permissible. Cannot touch her. Or, yeah, she's with him, he take care of her, food and this, but he doesn't enjoy her until he make Tawaf al-Ifada. ثم بعد رمي الجمرة العقبة ونحر هديه وحلقه وتقصيره يفيض إلى مكة فيطوف طواف الإفاضة ويسعى بعدها بين الصفا والمروة إن كان متمتعا أو قارنا أو مفردا ولم يكن سعى بعد طواف القدوم. أما إن كان القارن أو المفرد سعى بعد طواف القدوم فإنه يكفيه ذلك السعي المقدم فيقتصر على طواف الإفاضة. إذا من هنا فائدة المتمتع عليه طوافان وسعيان، طواف القدوم وسعي القدوم، وطواف الحج وسعي الحج. أما القارن والمفرد فعليهما طوافان وسعي واحد. أي نعم. The Sheikh says, after throwing the Jamrat al-Aqaba and slaughtering, and we say if you can slaughter is better, if not you can appoint somebody to do it for you, but you have to make sure that person is trustworthy and the like. And then you shave your head or you trim it. Then the person at that moment goes to Mecca. Mecca is close to Mina, it's borders. But it's a nice distance from Jamarat to the Haram, when you're going to make Tawaf and that, it's like 1 hour walk. 1 hour. They have pedestrian routes. No cars, no nothing, but hundreds of thousands walking. It's not going to be walking alone. If you're healthy and you can walk, an advice for me is that's what you want to do. That's what you want to do. Because if you want to take transportation, that's if you find transportation, and the transportation that day, they be 500 riyal, or 300, or from per person, from like 2 riyals. On regular days, 2 riyal get you to the haram from that area, from that spot. 2 to 5. 5 is like expensive. Now 300 doesn't get you that day. Not only that, but also once you get into that bus or that cab or that taxi or that SUV or whatever it is, you're stuck for 7-8 hours in a truck, breathing fumes and carbon monoxide, whatever they call it, right? Yes. Because it's traffic. Everybody wants to go. The same thing, there's nowhere to go. So for those, for real, those who, alhamdulillah, can walk, that's the best way for them to do. Because you get there and make tawaf and finish and you hit back, people still stuck in the traffic. take it from someone who knows. I've done both ways. Now, so the Shaykh said, this person, he goes to Mecca to make Tawaf al-Ifada and make Sa'i after it as well. The same way you did it in the Qudum, when you just came, you make the Tawaf and Sa'i. What is the difference? What is the difference? Who can tell me some of the things that you did in the first Tawaf and Sa'i, you're not going to do it in here? No.
For the man, when he first came, he...
Ahsan. In the first one, you expose your shoulder, you don't do it in this one. What else? Ahsan. When you finish the Sa'i, you don't shave, because you already did it that morning. Okay, what else? You don't run. Those three first round and circles, that's only for the Tawaf al-Qudum. What else? You be in your regular clothing. Okay? Because after you throw Jamrat al-Aqaba and shave, remember, everything becomes permissible for you. So you can, if your hotel or whatever you stay in, it's close to you, you can go and take a shower. Okay? And that's the sunnah, by the way, because what Aisha told us, the Prophet ﷺ, once he did the Jamrat al-Aqaba and he shaved and did the hadi, he went and took a ghusl. And he wore his regular clothing and he put some oil and some musk. Then he went for tawaf. Nah. So this person, he goes and make tawaf and sa'i with it. The mutamatti, he has to do this. As for the Qarin and the Mufrid, yes, they do it, unless if they have already the Sa'i. Remember, the person who's making Hajj by the way of Qiran or Ifrad, they have to make two Tawafs. The Tawaf al-Qudum, when they just get to Mecca, and the Tawaf of Hajj. But they have to make only one Sa'i. If they make that Sa'i when they just came in, then on that day of the Eid, they make only Tawaf and go back to Mina. You see? But if when they came the first time, they make Tawaf and leave, it's okay, they can do that, but they have to do it on the Eid day. No. No, Makhi?
The first time, Jamrat al-Aqaba, shaving and...
That's it. That's it. First tahallul, two of three things. If it's Jamrat al-Aqaba and the shaving, that's enough. Then that person, everything becomes permissible for them except his wife. Alright? Now. قال وترتيب هذه الأمور الأربعة على هذا النمط رمي جمرة العقبة ثم نحر الهدي ثم الحلقة والتقصير ثم الطواف والسعي هذا الترتيب سنة هذا الترتيب سنة هذا الذي فعل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لكن ليس واجب ولو خالفه فقدم بعد هذه الأمور على بعض فلا حرج عليه لأنه صلى الله عليه وسلم ما سئل في هذا اليوم عن شيء قدم ولا أخر إلا قال افعل ولا حرج لكن ترتيبه أفضل للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم رتبها كذلك يعني لو إنسان حلق ثم رمى الجمرة ثم فاد ثم ذبح ما في مشكلة واحد ذهب ذبح أول مرة ثم طاف ثم رمى ثم قصر لا بأس نعم لكن الترتيب هو أحسن. The Sheikh says, now look, there are four things that the people they do on the day of the Eid. Okay, four things. And he mentioned them in this order because this is what the Prophet ﷺ did and this is a sunnah. He says, however, if a person does it in the other way, he still do all of them, but in different orders. Meaning put one before the other and the like. Still okay. But it's better to do it this way. Jamrat al-Aqaba. That's what you do in the first on that day. Jamrat al-Aqaba. Then the slaughter. If you have to do it yourself, you do that. But if you already appoint somebody, consider it done. Number three, you take care of your head. for the man, shaving is better. If not, trim the entire head. For the women, we mentioned what she should do. And number four, tawaf and sa'i. Number four, tawaf and sa'i. This order. 1, 2, 3, 4. But if a person, number one, which is Jamrat al-Aqaba, did it in the third place. For somebody, for example, he went and slaughtered first, instead to go to Jamrat al-Aqaba, he was close to the slaughterhouse. He's like, I'm going to go slaughter. He went to slaughter. After he slaughtered, he took a shaved. Alright? And didn't make Jamrat al-Aqaba, and then tawaf al-Ifada, that happens. Somebody went to make tawaf al-Ifada first and say, then shave, then do Jamrat al-Aqaba, ladders. Because the Prophet ﷺ, that day, the Sahaba, they came, when they heard what the Prophet ﷺ did, so the Sahaba, they didn't do it that way. Some they shaved first, then Jamrat al-Aqaba, Prophet ﷺ said, it's okay. Others, they did Jamrat al-Aqaba, but didn't slaughter. They made shaving first, and tawaf, then slaughter, Prophet ﷺ said, it's okay. Very nice. But هذه افعل ولا حرج لا يعني أن الإنسان لا يحلق لا يطوف ويقول الرسول قال لا حرج لا 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 حرج في الترتيب because the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم when that day whenever the companion said I did this before that it's okay no problem but the ulama he said some other people they didn't understand this it's okay no problem they don't shave. And they said, oh, hey, the Prophet said, it's okay, no problem. People don't make tawaf. Huh? Prophet said, it's okay, no problem. No, the Prophet didn't say. Nobody from the Sahaba came to the Prophet and said, I didn't make tawaf. And the Prophet said, it's okay, no problem. No. These people, they make tawaf, but they made it first, for example. Before Jamrat al-Aqaba, that's what it's okay, no problem. I know. وَتَرَى بَعْدَ الْجُهَالِ ممن يسحبون هذه الحملات يستدلون بهذا الحديث الرجل ما رمى لا شيء عليك يا أخي الرسول قال افعل ولا حرج لكن الرسول قال افعل هذا ما فعل شفت كيف الحديث حجة عليهم لا لهم you find some ignorant people who they be the head of the hamla of the group like a guide imam so and so and sheikh fulan Kada, huh? And then people come to him and say, he didn't make Jamra. Isha time, midnight. Instead of telling them, Akhi, go to Jamrat al-Aqaba. You got to do that. Come on, Akhi, before Fajr comes in. Please, I'll go with you, inshallah. Come on, let's go. Now they tell them, oh, don't worry. The Prophet said it's okay. It's okay, no problem. You mean it's okay, no problem. The Prophet didn't say that. Ayah. Wasifatu al-tawaf bil-bayt. أنه يبتدئ من الحجر الأسود فيحاذيه. الآن the Sheikh is going to give us a description of tawaf. How you make tawaf. Okay. قال وصفة الطواف بالبيت أن يبتدئ من الحجر الأسود فيحاذيه ويستلمه بيده بأن يمسحه بيده اليمنى ويقبله إن أمكن. This is a description of tawaf. Because tawaf, we make tawaf around what? Huh? The Kaaba or the Masjid al-Haram, which one? Kaaba. Masjid al-Haram, right? Because that's when 100,000 salat, akhi. Huh?
The Kaaba.
Who's agree with him? Most of the people disagree with you. Those who didn't raise your hands, you disagree? Or are you just shy? Or you just Allahu A'lam? Allahu A'lam. That's why you're in the class learning. Alhamdulillah. Good. So what tawaf? Is around the Kaaba? Or is around Medina? Or is around Masjid al-Haram? Or the Prophet's grave? Which one? Huh? Kaaba. Ahsant. That's the right answer. Tawaf is around the Kaaba. Baytullah. Tayyib? Nah. How you do it? You have to start, the tawaf should start when by the Hajar al-Aswad, by the corner where there is the black stone. So you get close to the black stone. Let me translate what the Sheikh said, then I give you the reality these days, okay? This is how the Sheikh said it is so easy on the book, alhamdulillah. You get close, you go straight to the Hajar al-Aswad, alright? And you touch it with your right hand and kiss it. Allah Akbar. Nice, huh? Allah al-Musta'an. These days, how are you going to go to the Hajar al-Aswad or get close to it without fighting, without, I don't know, pushing, shoving, men and women in there? Allah al-Musta'an. The ulama, they said, do not go there. If this is the case, do not go. Stay away. It doesn't mean stay away from tawaf. Stay away from touching the Hajar al-Aswad. Because touching it with your right hand and kissing it is what? Sunnah. Fighting the Muslims, mixing with men and women, punching, yelling. Is this a sunnah? What is this? It's haram. So you don't fall into the haram to fulfill what? Sunnah. Aina. Don't. A lot of people don't understand these things. They think, some people actually, they think if they do not kiss the Hajar al-Aswad, there is no tawaf. And that's why they go and they go as a group, 50 or 100, and they put the big guys in the front. Like a train. And the little Chevys and Ford Focus. Huh? And the Toyota Camrys and Corollas. You put them in front of a train. What's going to happen? Huh? And they ain't crushed. That's what some groups do. I don't even want to mention the names of some countries because they are the toughest guys. Akhi, they come, they have big elbows. And they put the big guys in the front. 5-7 of them. Akhi, if you're not out of the way, literally they pick you and throw you. We're going to kiss the Hajar al-Aswad. Get out of the way. Get out of the way. Yeah. People bleeding, they don't care. People say, Taqillah, get away. They don't. Why? Because for whatever reason, they think, look man, I don't care who's in my way, I got to make it to Hajar al-Aswad. Allah al-Musta'an, and this is not permissible. To harm yourself or to harm others. لا ضرر ولا ضرار. Especially those who they, not only him, but he drugging his wife, his mother in the mix of the men. Yeah, some women they even lose some of their clothing in there. Allah al-Musta'an. But they still like, we did it. Did what? Ma'asiyah. They think like, we did it. What did you do? You went against what you're supposed to do. So whether you are by yourself or you are with your family, if you have a woman with you, that's even more important for you to stay outside the crowd. Because you have to protect your wife, your mother, your sister, your daughter, your stepdaughter, stepmother and the like. You have to protect them. They shouldn't mix in the men and touch other men. Amen. And some men, what they do? You find they like 5 or 10 of them. They make a circle like this. They make in tawaf and making a circle and put the woman in the middle. And they're not making tawaf, these guys. Don't touch. Hey, excuse me. Why? You stop over there. Wait. Don't touch my wife. Okay, who told you to come in there? That's one thing. The second thing, they be giving their back to the Kaaba. Like the Kaaba here, you have to walk like this. And your left shoulder has to be always with the Kaaba. Now these people are making like this. That one over there, he's facing the Kaaba. He's not walking. That one over there, he's going backward. He's going backward because that's how they do the circle. And all of this is not permissible. But jahl, people have a lot of ignorance. So what you do, you stay outside, away from the crowd, and you get more reward by doing that. Anyway, this is the sunnah to do it, but if you cannot, don't. That's why the Shaykh said, فَإِنْ لَمْ يُمْكِنْهُ الْوَصُولِ الْحَجَرِ لِشِدَّةِ الزَّحْمَةِ فَإِنَّهُ يَكْتَفِي بِالْإِشَارَةِ إِلَيْهِ بِيَدِهِ وَلَا يُزَاحِمُ لِاسْتِلَامِ الْحَجَرِ أَوْ تَقْبِيلِهِ. So now if a person, if you go, alhamdulillah, I don't know. Nobody's in there. Few people making tawaf. I'm telling you, in almost 13 years going there, I kissed the Hajar al-Aswad maybe once or twice. That's it. That's it. And all other times that I see people fighting, you remember the statements of the ulama, don't do that, and you go back. You go with the intention, alhamdulillah, you want to do it, but you're not going to harm yourself or cause harm to others. Now, that's why the Shaykh Salah al-Fawzan, he says, if you cannot reach the Hajar al-Aswad, because it's crowded, it's enough for you to point to it with your right hand. And you don't kiss the hand. You raise your hand and say, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, and keep going. And you keep going, but you don't kiss your hand. And you do not fight the people, go to the crowd, subject yourself to harm or others, because he wants to kiss the Hajar al-Aswad. ويجعل البيت على يساره ثم يبدأ الشوط الأول ويشتغل بالذكر والدعاء وتلاوة القرآن أو تلاوة القرآن. Then this is how you do it. While you're walking, you're walking against the, not the clockwise, the opposite of the clock. Okay. Counterclockwise. Counterclockwise. Zakallah khair. In this way, as you making those circles, the Hajar, the Kaaba is on your left side, not on the right. Nah. And that's easy, alhamdulillah. You're going to see everybody do that. Tayyib. What do you do in this? Because you have to do 7 rounds. The round starts from Hajar al-Aswad. Even if you enter from another area, and you're still making tawaf now, because you have to make the Hajar al-Aswad, that doesn't count. Okay? Let's say this table is, okay, Hajar al-Aswad is this corner right here. Somebody enter from here. So now he's walking with the people. He's walking, walking. None of this is counted for him. Until he reached here, that's when he started now. So when from the Hajar al-Aswad you go around until you go back to the Hajar al-Aswad again, that's one. How long it take you? Depends. How crowded it is. If nobody's in there, it might take you what? 1 minute. Especially the closest to you, the Kaaba is? The shorter distance. The far you go, the big. Now, not only that you are outside, but then you're moving like the ants move better than you. That's real. Many times you stop. You stop for 30 seconds, nothing. You're going nowhere. Crowd. So that one round can do 10 minutes, or maybe more. Instead of making those 7 rounds in 7 to 10 minutes, if it's easy, then you're making them in an hour plus, hour and a half. But alhamdulillah, you're there for the ibadah. You're not here to set any Guinness book, records or nothing. All right? Some people are like, man, you did what, tawaf, you finished what? 1 hour and 10 minutes. Man, you're nobody, man. Come on. Torto, slow. You finish it in 10 minutes. How? Elbowing people, pushing people, get out of my way, you did it. You finish. You don't finish like that. Take it easy. What do you do in these rounds? You make dua, remember Allah, read Quran if you want. Okay? There is no specific dua for each round. This is from the bid'ah. Be aware of some little booklets that they give out over there, and they say in those little books that this dua has to be said in the first round. And the second round has its own dua. The third round has its own dua. No. There is no such thing. You make dua, any dua you want. The ulama, they says, even if you don't make no dua, you keep your mouth shut the whole tawaf, you even say anything. It's okay, still okay, your tawaf is okay. But you remember Allah and make dua. However, إِذَا وَصَلَ إِلَى الرُّكْنِ الْيَمَانِ إِسْتَلَمَهُ إِنْ أَمْكَنْ وَلَا يُقَبِّلُهُ وَيَقُولُ بَيْنَ الرُّكْنِ الْيَمَانِ وَالْحَجْرِ الْأَسْوَدِ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ However, Kaaba has four corners. Four corners, okay? You have the corner that you start is the, what is called again, Mustafa? Ahmed? What's in it? What's in that first corner?
The last one.
Black stone. Ahsant Ahmed. The black stone. He has the black stone. That's the first one. Then, that's number one. Then you have number two. Then you have number three. Okay? And then you have number four, which is Rukn al-Yamani. The corner. So you got one, two, three, four. Four corners. Like you have a box. You know a box? How many corners a box has? Four corners. Alright? So, this book here, we move this book. How many corners do you see here in this book? One, two, three, four. The corner meaning when there is an angle, 90 degrees. When there is an angle, see? 90 degrees. That's a corner we mean. So there is one, two, three, four. So the Hajar al-Aswad is in here. So you start and you go. Go around. You're making dua. Remembering Allah in the Quran. Once you get to this one, the one that the corner right before the one, the Hajar al-Aswad, that's called Rukn al-Yamani, the Yemeni corner. Because towards the Yemen. Okay? Direction, okay, just south. Because Yemen is a little bit far from that, okay? So now it's recommended in Sunnah to, if you can again, to go to it and touch it with your right hand. Don't kiss it. Don't sleep in there and hug it like people do. Don't take your kufi and wipe it and all this kufi, barakah. Like people do. Now you just touch it if you can. If it's crowded, you don't touch. You touch it and that's it, but you don't kiss it. You don't kiss the corner. The one you're supposed to kiss is the Hajar al-Aswad. And then you keep moving right here in this straight line between the Yemeni corner and the black stone corner. It is sunnah to say this dua, which is the ayah. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. But if you don't say it, لا بأس. فإذا وصل الحجر الأسود فقد تم الشوط الأول فيستلم الحجر أو يشير إليه ويبدأ الشوط الثاني وهكذا حتى يكون سبعة أشواط. Now, if you get to the حجر الأسود, one round is finished. If you can, if you're close to it and no fighting, not crowded, you can do the same thing, touch it, kiss it, inshallah. You cannot, keep going, and this is what you do until you finish seven rounds. قال ويشترط لصحة الطواف 13 شرطا. For the tawaf to be correct and sound, 13 condition has to be fulfilled. Al-Islam, Al-Aql, okay, Al-Aql. What is Aql?
Intellect.
Not intellect.
Sane.
To be sane. An-Niyyah, intention, Satr al-Awra, your awra has to be covered properly. At-Tahara, be in a state of purification, of, you know, wudu or the like. Takmeel al-Sab'at Ashwat, they have to complete. You don't do six or five and say it's enough. That will do on Allah Ghafur al-Rahim. No, I'm Allah Ghafur al-Rahim, but you still have to do what is right. That's how many of those?
Completing seven.
Do that six? وجعل البيت عن يساري. You have to make sure that while you're making the circles, the Kaaba is on your left. والطواف بجميع البيت. And you have to make tawaf around the entire house, not just part of it. You know what I'm saying? The Sheikh is going to explain that. بأن لا يدخل مع الحجر أو يطوف على جداره. Meaning that because you see that half circle over there, you see they call it Hijr Ismail. Some people they want to say like a shortcut for tawaf, and they want to go between that half circle and the Kaaba, and that's not tawaf because that half circle is a part of the Kaaba actually. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If you look at the Kaaba, the big building, but then there is a wall that is a half circle wall. You see it, right?
Yeah.
They call it Hijr Ismail. Some people, they have a shortcut. They want to come between the Kaaba and that half circle because there is a passage. Sometimes they close it and they have guards in there. It's not permissible to do that. You have to go around it. And you cannot go on top of it. Some people, they go on top of it and walk on top of it. Some people do that. But they're like, hey, it's shortcut. They are not making tawaf on the Kaaba. Okay? وَأَنْ يَطُوفَ مَاشِيًا مَعَ الْقُدْرَةِ And he walk if he can. Unless if he can't, then somebody can carry them. وَالْمُوَالَاتْ مِنَ الْأَشْوَارِ And he has to do a shot after a shot. He doesn't do two, go to sleep in the hotel, come tomorrow and do another two. لَا إِلَّا إِذَا أُقِيمَتَ الصَّلَاةِ أَوْ حَدَرَ الْجَنَازَةِ فَإِنَّهُ يُصَلِّي ثُمَّ يَبْنِي عَلَى مَا مَضَى مِنْ تَوَافِهِ بعد أن يستأنف الشوط الذي صلى في أثنائه. Except if this person is making tawaf and they call the iqama for salat. When they call the adhan, you don't stop, keep going. They call the iqama for salat, what you do? Huh? Stop, because you're a Muslim, you're going to pray. You stop, and then you pray. You stop whatever you want, and you pray. Okay? Because your Kaaba, the Kaaba is your Qibla now. You don't be looking, where is southeast, brother? Where is northeast? This is here in America. The Kaaba is your Qibla. It's right in front of you, alhamdulillah. So whenever you stop, face the Kaaba now and pray. Janaza, you can stop for it too, alhamdulillah. You finish the Salat, what you do? Start from all over, right? La. You continue from where you are. Let's say someone is in the seventh round. Half of it. He still have only half round, he finished tawaf. They call the iqama for Salat al-Maghrib. Yes. He stop right there. Pray. They finish the Salat. He stand up and finish the half. Tawaf is finished. Aina. وأن يطوف داخل المسجد وأن يبتدئ من الحجر الأسود ويختم به. And that he that the tawaf has to be inside of the masjid. Don't go make tawaf around the masjid outside. Tawaf has to be inside the masjid. Okay? Inside the masjid. You may be not too close to the Kaaba, but you have to do the tawaf inside of the Masjid al-Haram. Alright? Nah. And you start from the Hajar al-Aswad and you end by the Hajar al-Aswad. Nah.
So the second floor, third floor also?
It's okay, it's permissible. Second floor, third floor, fourth floor, all of that is okay as long as they're part of the haram. No. After you finish the tawaf, now we're going to skip the Arabic so we can finish this chapter here, inshallah. After you finish the tawaf, you pray two rakats. These are sunnah, by the way. If you don't pray them, nothing else. It is better if you pray them behind the Station of Ibrahim. The Station of Ibrahim, the problem is now with the crowd, it's right there when it's crowded. So if it's crowded, go somewhere else when it's not and pray just two rakat. Any place in the haram, the Sheikh says. And huma sunnah mu'akkada, try to perform them. And what you do what the Prophet ﷺ do when he comes to recitation. He used to recite قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ in the first rakah. And قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ in the second rakah. Two rakat, you know, like Fajr, Sunnah and the like. Then after that, you go to Safa to make Sa'i. Because you start from Safa. You start from Safa and you go to Marwa. You don't start from Marwa to Safa. You gotta start from Safa. The same thing we learned before. Once you get to the Safa, you face the Qibla. You say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. These three times, Allahu Akbar three times. And say La ilaha illallah. First, when you get there, you say Inna Safa wal Marwata min sha'airillah. And then you say La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la lahu al-mulku wa lahu al-hamd. Yuhyi wa yumeet wa ala kulli shay'in qadir bi yadihi al-khayr wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Na'am. And there is the other dua. There is some dua that you make, which is all sunnah. Okay, you make this dhikr, you raise your hand and face the Qibla and make a long dua. like he said, لا 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 إله إلا وحده أنجز وعده ونصر عبده وهزم الأحزاب وحده. After when you say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, لا إله إلا الله وحده ولا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. لا إله إلا الله وحده أنجز وعده ونصر عبده وهزم الأحزاب وحده. And then you raise your hands and make a long dua. Then you finish from the dua, you put your hands down and you say, لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. لا إله إلا الله وحده أنجز وعده ونصر عبده وهزم الأحزاب وحده. Then you raise your hand and make a long dua. So now two dhikrs, two long duas. You finish the dua, then you put your hands down and say again the dhikr for the third time. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. لا إله إلا الله وحده أنجز وعده ونصر عبده وهزم الأحزاب وحده. And then you go to the Marwa. Okay, and then you go to the Marwa in the same way. You remember Allah. There is this green lights on the wall. Once you hit the first one, you can run if you can. And if there is a room, you don't hurt yourself and don't hurt others. The women, they do not run. Once you get to the Marwa, you stand and face the Qibla and make this dhikr again. La ilaha illallah wa sharika la, with the dua. Three times the dhikr, two times the dua. That's a shout. That's one. From Safa to Marwa is one. Then from the Marwa, you come to the Safa, you make dua. Read Quran. Or if you don't say anything, there is Zamzam water stations all over. If you want to drink some Zamzam, it's okay. Okay? Tahara, wudu is not a condition for the sa'i. By the way, if you broke your wudu, it's okay. And then you go to the Safa, that's two. Do the dhikr and dua and go to Marwa three, come back to Safa four, go back to Marwa five, return back to Safa six, go back to Marwa seven, sa'i is finished. Okay? And it's a long distance. It's like almost a mile maybe. If it's not a mile, maybe it's close between them. Okay, it's a long distance, alhamdulillah. So you're going to be doing a lot of walking. Well, alhamdulillah, it's all good. And this atna as-sa'i, it's better to busy yourself with the remembrance of Allah, recitation of Quran, and making dua. There is no specific dua for sa'i as well. Same way, there is no specific dua for each round in tawaf. And the conditions for the sa'i to be sound, the Sheikh says, the niyyah, you have to know what you're doing. It's not like someone who's just going with someone. And then after they finish, it's like, oh, I didn't make sa'i. No, you didn't. You were just accompanying somebody. Now you have to have the intention, the niyyah. Na'am. And you have to finish it. Six is not enough. Or five. And the tawaf and the sa'i has to come before the tawaf. After the tawaf. Tawaf first, then the sa'i. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.